Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow using pre-qualified dividend stock companies that have increased their dividends to their shareholders for a minimum of 25 years. Why? Well, because I want to make sure my money is safe, and then I want to make sure the income is consistent. So let's get started, see where we are, and see what is happening today. Today being the 19th of March, 2024. So first on the list, as usual, alphabetically, Comcast, CMCSA. Now, I jumped into Comcast last week to pick up a nice little premium. Now, the dividend's coming up next week. I'm okay with that. So the last 30 days, we're looking at the 30-day bottom was 30 days ago, 41.15. Nice escalation from there. I love it when a stock is predictable and it moves into the direction I want. She goes up for like 2 weeks, comes back down a little bit, back up again for a week. We got a triple high at 43.68, 43.65, and 43.68. I don't know about you, but that looks like a triple high to me. Anyway, a little bit of pullback the other day. Yeah, Monday was a nice up day. We're sitting at 43.12. Now, I'm into Comcast at 43.42. I sold off the 43s. Reason being is I sold them for 58 cents a share. And I also got a nice premium last week. So between last week and this week, I'm pretty much okay. As long as she stays above 43, I'll be back in cash on Monday. Worst case scenario, I'll take it into next week. Really don't care because it had the dividend up in 2 weeks. So I don't have a problem carrying this for another 2 weeks and collecting that dividend. But I would prefer to just rotate the money and keep it flowing. All right, that's Comcast. JWN. Now, we've had this one for a while. Nordstrom's. Now, Nordstrom's 30 days ago was at 20.03. Now, we had a week to a 30-day high at 21.91, and that was on the 29th. Down a couple of days, and then she gaps down. I always tell people, if you don't take your profit, the market maker will take it away from you. And basically, he went from 20.91 on the 5th, and he dropped it to 18.76. So you had two choices. You lose your profit, or you take a loss. Me, I don't like taking a loss. I like to take the profit when it's there. And I'm not greedy. Well, at least I don't think so. I'm only looking for that 1%. 1%, I'm good. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Now, we had a triple bottom before yesterday's new bottom. Okay, we had a triple bottom at 1690, 1686, and 1690. Now, that was the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 11th of March. So that was Thursday, Friday, and then Monday. A little bit of up, 3 days up, 3 days down. We're sitting at 1706 at the moment. Where am I with JWN? I'm at 1695. I sold the 17s. I got no problem with that whatsoever. I even got 54 cents a share at 17. Works for me. Okay, Kohl's is next. Okay, SS. Last 30 days for Kohl's. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we were at 27.12. Now, 2 weeks later, 28.92 was the high on the 4th of March. Now, from there, it was nothing but down. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days down. Now, yesterday was an up day, but yesterday also made a new bottom at 24.48. Okay, so 24.48, and I know I'm not even close on that one. Okay, I'm into this one at 27.97. Now, I sold the 26s for 15 cents, which is way below 1%. So people always ask, what do you do when the stock goes down? Well, you sell a lower strike, but have it far enough out so that it doesn't have a chance of being called. Now, the stock's at 25. Could it hit 26? Well, it could. Is it going to? I don't know. We'll see. But if you take a look at the average movements, now when I say average movements, the high, the low, the open, the close, some fancy math will tell you a rough idea how the stock moves on a daily basis. And it doesn't move very much because if you're looking the last 30 days, you have a bottom of 24.50 and a top of 28.80. That's only $4 move. That's not that much. So anyway, I'm going to keep my eye on Kohl's. because I don't want to hit 26. I got no problem taking into next week. And if I had to, I really can't dollar cost average anymore, only because I'm at my threshold. I like to have a threshold of a certain amount of my account and not to go beyond that. And right now, that's where I am at. Okay, last on this list, on this account, WBA, which is Walgreens. Now, Walgreens keeps pumping out 1%, 1%, 1% every single week. I got no problem holding on to it. I mean, there's a Walgreens in almost every major city. So I don't see a problem with Walgreens. Now, they did close one here in the Massachusetts area. I don't know if they're doing it anywhere else. But, you know, if you are a company owner and, you know, people kept robbing your stores and you were bringing in negative numbers on a monthly basis, I would close too. Anyway, 30 days ago was at the 30-day high, 22.47. Our 30-day bottom was on the 5th, which was 2 weeks ago. Okay, now bottom was 20.42. Basically, she goes up, she comes down. We're sitting at 20.69 at this moment. Now, I'm into this one at 21.62. I tried selling an option yesterday, and it just didn't work for some strange reason. WBA, let's see what they're offering today at the 22 is worthless, the 21.5. Oh, the 21.5, that's way up there. I could go for the 21s, but that's too close. So I'm going to do the 21.5s, only at 11 cents. I tried selling it yesterday, and it just didn't work out for some strange reason. It just didn't fill. Whoops. I'm at 24. Here we go. So we're going to do 24 WBA 100s. Those are the weeklies. 22 March 24. That's this Friday. The 21.5 call limit order to open 11 cents. Not a huge amount of money, but, you know, it is what it is. We can't win them all. Okay, that's it for this account here. What do we have in the other account? Ford, JWN, Kohl's, NYCB. Okay, let's take a look at some of those. Ford, one of my favorites. I always come back to Ford. Always, always. Because, you know, it's below the market. It's below the book value. The book value on Ford is around 1478, I believe. Somewhere in that area. All right, last 30 days for Ford. Basically gone sideways. Okay, 30 days ago, we opened up at 1242. We have our 30-day bottom. I'd like to call it a triple. Let's see what it looks like. 11.95, 11.96, 11.96. Well, that's a triple bottom, I think, for the last 30 days. Now, that was 3 weeks ago. Now, 2 weeks ago, which was 3 days later from that bottom, that's nice to go from a 30-day bottom to a 30-day high in 3 days. 13.03 was the high, and that was on the 4th. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days to a new bottom. Now, new bottom was yesterday, 11.98. Not 30-day bottom, but a bottom from the 30-day top. Okay, the 30-day top, remember, it was 13.03. And then 2 weeks later, we're at 11.98. But it's okay because yesterday was an up day, a green day. And Friday was also a green day. So we're at 12.18 for Ford. And I'm into Ford at 12.06. And I sold the 12.82s. I didn't grab a lot, did I? Holy cow, only 2 cents. All right, well, it's cash flow, so it is what it is. And you know what it is? When I have extra money, I just dump it into that. So I picked up 100 shares, you know, a couple weeks ago. Then I picked up another 100 shares. So I don't have a whole heck of a lot in Ford. But I do like Ford when I have extra money just laying around. JWN, where you looked at, Kohl's, where you looked at, NYCB. Now, NYCB is not a normal stock on my list. The only reason why I jumped into this one, someone on one of the nightly live episodes threw it out there. I took a look at the numbers, and it looked just too ridiculous not to take. Okay, now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's take a look at the numbers. 30 days ago, here we go. 30 days ago, we're at $4.90. Went sideways for about 2 weeks. A gap down and then went sideways again, was sitting at $3.63. That's crazy, right? So my average price is $3.80, and I sold the fours. Holy cow, did that really get a penny for those? That's nuts. That's not what I went for. Oh, anyway, no big deal. It's a 363. It is one of those ones you just throw money at it and see what it does. But yesterday, she opened up at 375, and I could have sworn I sold the fours for more than 1 cent. But, you know, it is what it is. USB is the last one on this list. USB. For those of you that like USB, the USB was nice, and nice numbers yesterday. So let's take a look one more time. USB, there we go. 30 days ago, we're sitting at 41.15. 2 days later, at the bottom on the 21st, at 40.33. Now, it took about 3 weeks to get to our high of 44.07. And then that was last Wednesday. 3 days to the downside, new bottom at 41.69. But yesterday we closed higher than we did on Friday. So I don't know if that constitutes a higher high, but it's a higher close, but not a higher high, because the high on Friday was 42.76. So anyway, that's yesterday. Now, where am I with USB? Okay, 41.90. I sold the 42s at 66 cents. That's well over 1%. And don't get me wrong, USB still looks good. So let's take a quick look at USB. USB, even if I was going to jump in today at 42.5, that's what the price is. 42.20 for the bid. Oh, market's going to open any second. Oh, it probably already did because I got the sound turned off. Oh, well. All right, so 42.21 by 42.50. And the 42.50s are going for 55 cents. Now, USB, don't get me wrong. Let's check out quick where USB has their dividend. The 27th, next Wednesday. So if I do have some more money, so I'm going to load up some more of USB because the numbers just look right. And I like USB. They have their dividend coming up next week. Oop, we're past 12 minutes. I like USB, so I'm going to do that on one of the other accounts. You guys have a great day, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.